it's on.
Oh, there it is. How's everyone doing?
Awesome.
Praise God. We got one person doing awesome. How's everyone doing? Good?
Woo!
Come on. Anyone excited to be in church tonight?
Amen.
Jerry, you excited? Yeah. You ready to get up and dance and run around and all that good stuff? How about Gene, you? Maybe? We'll work on her. Amen. So it's good to see everybody. Some people visiting and traveling through and all those fun things. It's good to see you. And so, you know, if you're watching online, get back to church. I just want to say that. But, you know, it's so good to see everybody. And it's good to see people come to church. Amen? It's just something about it. We were talking about that. It's important for people to get in church. It's something about being around together, worshiping together. It's just fun. Amen? Amen, amen. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about one of my most favorite passages of Scripture. It's found in Matthew chapter 14. And the title of my message this evening is Don't Look at Your Storm. Sunday we had a storm go through here. And I didn't want to look at it. Because while everything was calm and nice here in the sanctuary, there was certain places or areas of the building where it wasn't so calm and nice. Amen? And so, you know, we had a little bit of water come in the building. Praise Jesus. And so, you know, but we got it all taken care of and in the process of getting things fixed and all those fun stuff. But how many of you agree that being in a storm is not always ideal? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah. I know, and being in a storm is, it can be a scary situation. You know, being in a storm, it can be dark. Being in a storm, it could be lonely. And being in a storm, you know, it's just not a nice place to be. I am painting a very bleak picture. I am sorry. But that's facts. That's just the way it is, being in a storm. Now, we face different types of storms. You know, for here in Northwest Ontario, we get snowstorms. You know, this past winter, I think the whole thing was a snowstorm. You know, we had two seasons, summer and snowstorm. I'm pretty sure that's all we had. And you know, that's okay, but we need a milder winter now coming. But there's other storms that we face. There's situations, there's things in our lives, and, you know, the whole world has gone through a storm the last couple years, you know? And when you look at it, I think a lot of us came out better and stronger. You know, some more people, you know, they struggled. But I believe, you know, that those who pressed in and was resilient, they've come out stronger and they've learned stuff, you know? And so it's made our church, I believe, a stronger church because of it. Amen? But now, in a storm, it can be uncomfortable. So turn over in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And we're going to read this story a little bit. And then we're going to break it down. Excuse me. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. And he directed, I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, and he directed the disciples to get into the boat and go before him to the other side. Well, he sent away the crowds. And after he had dismissed the multitudes, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was still there alone. But the boat was by this time out on the sea. Many furlongs, a furlong is 1/8 of a mile, distant from the land, beaten and tossed by the waves of the wind and against them. And in the fourth watch, between 3 and 6 a.m. of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." And they screamed out with fright. But instantly he spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, I am. Stop being afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. But when he perceived and felt a strong wind, he was frightened, and he began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me from death." Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and held him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when you got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat knelt and worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." I love this story because, first of all, there's a boat in there. I like boats. But second of all, it really shows some really cool principles here that we need to live by. It shows that when it's crazy world going around us, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, we're going to be okay. But as soon as we take our eyes off the solution, we're going to run into some problems. Amen? Now, many of you know, for a few years, and I was a fisherman, a commercial fisherman, and my father was a sea captain for many years and on the boat. I got a video clip I want to show you guys. See if you can identify with this. Anyone ever been in a storm on water before? It's no fun. Now, this is in the North Atlantic. This is on the western side off the coast of Scotland. And these are some fairly large vessels. All right, you got this here? That's some day on close. Look at that. That's a good day right there. That's a big trawler doing its thing. Look, here's another view of it. Now, guys, let me tell you, I've seen storms like this and, you know, been in that for, and it's just not a five-minute long ordeal. You could be several days dealing with this, up and down and up and down and up and down and, you know. Isn't that crazy? Just look at that thing. And that's a big vessel. And it's being tossed around there. Look at that. Doesn't it make you want to become a fisherman? No? There we go. See? That's a crazy, crazy storm in the North Atlantic. And it actually gets worse than that. You know? But that's what can happen. But it can get worse than that. And I remember, you know, one night we were steaming down the Labrador coast. We were on the way home. And we had this crazy, crazy storm. And the wind was blowing and howling, and I was up on watch with the first mate, and this big wave hit us on the side, and the boat rolled right on its side and popped back up, and you hear guys screaming and rolling out of bunks and plates cracking. And anyway, the mate went downstairs, down the galley to get a kitchen, or kitchen, down to the kitchen, down the galley to get a coffee. And then I was there all by myself, and all of a sudden this big wave hit, and I'm hanging on for dear life in the chair. The next thing I know, I'm pressed up against the window. It was a crazy, wild night. And he come up over the stairs after it's all done. He goes, "What did you do?" I said, "It wasn't me. It was the wave. I didn't do it. I didn't do nothing." But I mean, it's been some pretty crazy weather. And I remember a story my dad told me when he was fishing. And he was on a 65-footer. And they got caught in a hurricane. So you can imagine how much fun that was. You know? And we've heard a story of boats being lost in big storms and stuff like that. So being in a natural storm and underwater is no fun. So, when these guys were in their boat on the sea and a big storm rose up, on Lake Superior, it can get pretty bad. There's a lot of shipwrecks. We got that one real famous one, the Edmund Fitzgerald, that they wrote the song about. You know, I'm not going to sing it to you. Not tonight. I'll get Pastor Roma. That's going to be on Pastor Roma's greatest hit CD when it comes out. And that boat, you know, that was a very large vessel, and it's sitting on the bottom because it was a stormy night. Those lakes can churn up and make, and so I can only imagine what these guys, and those guys in Bible days, they were not in no fancy fishing trawler like that. I mean, they were in nothing fancy. I mean, they were in a boat that was probably, I don't know, 25 feet long maybe, if that. And, you know, they had their guys in there and their gear in there, and they had a sail up, and, you know, it was just an open boat. And being in a nasty storm and being I can understand why they were frightened to death. I can understand, you know. There was times when I was on board our big boat, and I was like, this is a little uncomfortable now. I can understand being scared. And you see, in the spiritual, same thing too, is that, you know, when we're facing a storm, it can be scary. When the doctor says something about, you know, a diagnosis and you don't like it. Or when your bank account is saying something that you don't want it to say, you know. Or when you're facing an obstacle or a giant or something in your life, come on now. You might have some relational issues, or you might have, you know, something at work or something of the sort. Being in a storm is no fun. Amen? But you see, we have a solution to these storm problems. Now, on board a fishing vessel, and most boats now, Well, it is mandatory on boats now to have life-saving equipment. So you got life rafts and life preservers, and when you go out on the water, you got life jackets. And, you know, even when we go out in our speed boats and our power boats, we always got our life jackets on and, you know, all those things. We want to make sure we're safe. Guys, we have something to keep us safe in a storm. It's called the Word of God. Amen? You see, when we use the Word of God, that's what's going to get us through. But now when we keep our eyes on Jesus, that's what's going to get us out. Amen. You're not listening to me. You see, we got these things that's going to keep us afloat. But I don't know about you, but I don't want to stay afloat in a storm. I want to get out of this thing. And I want to come out on top of that thing. So Peter, well, let's look at him again. Verse 28. And Peter answered him, Lord, if this is you, command me to come to you on the water. So here's Peter, and he's like, okay, if this is Jesus, tell me to come, and I'll come out there and I'll walk on the water with you. So Peter's getting kind of proud and kind of excited here now, and he's this mighty man of faith all of a sudden. All right, let's do this. I'm going to walk on water, you know? So he comes, and so Jesus said, all right, come. Come on, walk on the water. And so I can see Peter now climbing over the side of the boat, and it's all moving. And then he steps on this, you know, moving, massive waterbed, bouncing up and down in the water. But here he is, and he's walking. He's looking at Jesus, and he's keeping his eyes on Jesus. And so, wow, this is cool. This really is you, Jesus. And so right now, he's not thinking about the storm, but he's looking at Jesus. But then all of a sudden, he starts to feel that wind that's blowing, and he's like, wait a minute. And so instead of taking his eyes or keeping his eyes on Jesus, he takes them off and kind of looks at what's going on around him. And what starts happening? He starts going down, baby. I'm talking Titanic going down. He starts sinking. He's taking on water. He starts going down. See, what was his big problem? What did he do? He got out of faith. He got in fear. He started looking at what was the situation that was going on around him. He took his eyes off of Jesus. And so therefore, he started going down. Well, that's not very good now, is it? I don't know about you, but there's times when I've been in a storm and I've definitely taken my eyes off Jesus. And it feels like I'm drowning. Can anyone relate? Anyone ever been there? It's not a good feeling for sure. But we need to make sure that we can stay continually focused on Jesus. Now, Jesus said something very interesting as we continue the story here. So when he said, come, Peter got into, in verse 29, he said, come. So Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and he came towards Jesus. But when he perceived and felt a strong wind, he was frightened. You see what happens when we allow fear in a situation? It makes it worse. You see, fear is a great killer. Fear is a destroyer. Fear is not there to help you. And see, when you're going through a situation, if you get in fear, you're making it worse. And it's no fun being in fear now, is it? But when he perceived and felt strong winds, he was frightened, and he began to sink. And he cried out, Lord, save me from death. So here is the mighty man, faith man Peter that was just walking on water, and now it was, Jesus, save me, I'm going to die. You know? What happened to your crazy, mighty faith there, you water walker? What happened there? You changed your tune. Well, verse 31, this is what I like here. It says in the Amplified, the first word, it says, instantly. Jesus didn't hesitate. Instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and held him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith. So, soon as he started to sink, as soon as he cried out, oh, Lord, save me, Jesus didn't hesitate and be like, no. He was, poof, gotcha. You see, guys, when we're in our storm, it might seem like all hope is gone, but all we got to do is cry out to Jesus. Because right there, it said instantly he reached and grabbed Peter. And when he reached and grabbed Peter, it wasn't just a, whoop, it was a, get out of there. You know, it wasn't just going to hold him and comfort him and be like, oh, there, you know, it's only a short time now before you drown, you know. It's not like, you know, in the Titanic when Rose and Jack was floating around and Jack was in the water. She's like, I'll never let go. Oh, whoops. And he sinks to the bottom. Y'all know what I'm talking about on the Titanic movie. That kind of gets me mad every time. There was room for two of them on that piece of board. And Jack had to die. I'm sorry. I recently watched a movie, and all the emotions came rushing back. I was so mad. Rose, you could have saved Jack. I like that guy. Anyway, sorry. I digress. So, Jesus instantly grabbed him. Guys, Scripture tells us in many places that Jesus is right there. It tells us he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That he sticks closer than a brother. You know? Now, I got a couple of brothers, and if we were in trouble, you know, we'd definitely help each other. It would probably take our time and make fun of them first if the other one was in some sort of trouble. We've done that. It's like, oh, I'm falling. And we'd just probably stop and take a picture first and be like, you idiot, you know? And then we'd help them, you know? So I'm thankful that Jesus is not like my brothers or like me with my brothers. But as soon as we, you know, find ourselves in an issue, he's right there, boom, instantly. He's not there to... But he did bring correction to Peter right after, though, didn't he? So he grabbed Peter and was like, listen, you have little faith. He's basically said, you know what you did wrong? You took your eyes off of me and you focused on the problem. Guys, as soon as we magnify the problem, it's going to get worse. But if we magnify the solution, we're going to get through. So I bet you everybody in this room at one time or another, even right now, you're going through some sort of storm. Or you're going through some sort of issue. There's some situation in your life that is just not kosher. You know, it's not the greatest feeling. It's not the coolest thing that you've been through. Well, come on now. Let me tell you something. Is that get your eye off the storm. Stop magnifying and talking about it. But talk about the solution. Get into the Word of God and see what it says. See what Jesus says about you. You know, come on. He says that you're blessed. He says that you're healed. The Word of God says that you're made whole. Jesus died on the cross for our sin, sickness, and disease. He took it all to hell and left it there. Come on now. He took your poverty. He took your lack. You took your stress. You took all those negative things. He took it from me and you. So why are we still holding on to it? You know? Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy to hold on to that stuff. It's a lot easier to be sad than, you know, it takes effort to be happy. It takes effort to be in joy, because you turn on the news or Facebook or Instagram or something and there's a lot of negativity and a lot of bad stuff going on. The world is crazy, you know? I mean, people are nuts. You agree with me? I mean, it is nuts. Gentle. I mean, there's just crazy stuff happening all the time. So it's easy to be down and sad and hard to find something to be joyful about. But let me tell you something. When we come to church, we got something to be joyful about. When we're praying and listening to gospel music in our cars, we got something to get excited about. Come on, when we're alone by ourselves praying and talking to Jesus, we got something to get excited about. Amen? Because when we wake up in the morning, we got something to get excited about. Amen? Because we've been given another day to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come on, we've been given another day to do something cool. Amen? God has blessed me and you. God has made a way for us to have a way. We were not designed to be drowning people. We were not designed to be sinking. Some of us are more buoyant than others in the natural. All right? Stop looking at me that way. But you know what I'm saying? We need to be float above the storm. We need to be walking on the water. We need to be running to the boat. Because here's what happened after these guys, all right, they're freaking out, they're in the boat, they're losing their minds. You know, they see Jesus walk on the water. They're already not in a good mindset at this point. They're in a storm, and then they see this figure walking towards them. It's the Loch Ness Monster. You know, there's something coming at them. They don't know what it is. And then they yell out, it's like, okay, and then they realize it's a figure. Oh, it's Jesus, what are you doing? You know? And we see Peter jump out. Peter does his thing. Peter starts to sink. Jesus rescues Peter. And then they walk back to the boat. And it says, as soon as they stepped foot back into the boat. Well, let's see what it says here. Verse 32. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. When they got back into the boat. You see, now when you allow Jesus to come along with you in whatever you're doing in your life, because that boat represents your life. That boat that those disciples in, that represents their life and our life. And when Jesus got into that boat, that storm around them stopped. You see, when you got Jesus, that storm don't seem so bad now anymore. Because we know who the calmer of the seas are. We know who the great I am is. Because if he can make Peter walk on the water, you know, if he can perform that miracle, he can calm the raging seas. And then it said in the next passage of Scripture, go right there, verse 33, and those in the boat knelt and worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. Guys, we worship a big, big God. And that the storm around us might be crazy, but as soon as he gets inside of us, as soon as he gets in the boat with us, as soon as he reaches down and grabs us and rescues us, walks back to the boat, gets into our lives, come on, the whole thing changes. The whole situation changed. The scenario changed. And here's the cool thing, not just for Peter, but everybody that was in the boat that night, they were touched by Jesus. Everybody. So when Jesus comes into your life, it's going to affect those people around you also. You know, it's just not a selfish thing. Oh, I got Jesus in my life. Ooh, it's for everybody too. Because when Jesus gets in your life, it's going to affect your family. It's going to affect your neighbors. It's going to affect your coworkers. Because why? Because now you're different. You got Jesus on the inside, ladies and gentlemen. You got the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am living on the inside. Come on, that's what you got. So that means that we're going to walk different. We're going to talk different. Come on, we're going to be different people. We're going to be a reflection of who he is and what he's done for me and you. Can I get an amen? Amen. Now, like I said earlier, fear is definitely a destroyer when it comes to this, when we get into a storm. And I remember quite, you know, vividly, there was a scenario in my life, and I got into fear. I mean, I started having a panic attack and everything over this scenario. And anyone ever have a panic attack before? They are no fun. I mean, it's just like, you know, as all this crazy starts going on and you don't know if you're coming or going or if you want to come or go or what you want to do, you know, and it's just you're overwhelmed. You got all this crazy happening. Oh, man, it was a bad, bad feeling. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, King James Version. And we all know this passage of Scripture, but we're going to look at it again. Is this okay tonight, guys? 2 Timothy says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? Let's read it together. But of power and of love and of a... You see, I'm sure when those guys were bouncing around, they did not have a sound mind right away. Their brains were probably rocked out a little bit, bouncing around in that water, you know? But you see, when Jesus steps in there, we look at Jesus, man, we can't help it but to have peace. I mean, the guy is just magnificent. I mean, his grace, his mercy, his peace, his joy is just so overwhelming. And I mean, when you stop focusing on that stuff and you start focusing on him and you just think of his goodness and his blessings and how much he loves you and his compassion and all that stuff that he has for us, what problem? You know, seriously, what problem? You know? But then the old devil's going to try and say, well, you know what? You're still going through that. You still got that issue. Oh, no, what am I going to do? No, I got to focus on Jesus. You got to continually focus on Jesus. And just not once in a while. But this is a lifestyle, man. This is the way that we do this. 24/7, 365. You know? Because without Jesus, we're not going to come out and be triumphant. We're going to have a miserable time. And I really don't know how people go through life without Jesus. That scares me, man. I need Jesus in my life every day. Anyone else like that? I got 4 children. I need lots of Jesus. Okay? You know, I need a lot of Jesus in my life. You know? And I am so thankful for his grace and his mercy upon me so that I can get through the crazy, that I can come out on top, that when I feel like I'm overloaded and, you know, I just can't take anymore, you know, I can just turn to him and I just say, thank you, Father, you're giving me the strength, the energy, the peace, the grace, the mercy, whatever I need to get through each day. I am so thankful, you know. Now, not always does it feel like it's disappearing, but there's just something about it that when you start talking to Jesus, things don't seem so bad. And that the more you talk to Jesus, actually the easier the burden starts getting. And then it actually says there in Scripture, says we're supposed to cast all of our cares onto the Lord now anyway. We're not supposed to be carrying those heavy burdens. We're not supposed to be carrying no stress and no strains, because the scripture says that over 2,000 years ago, he brought them to hell. He got rid of all that for us. It's not ours to worry about anyway. Come on now. Man, God's created some really cool stuff for us. So basically, 2 Timothy 1:7 in the Steve translation in 2022, that would say, stop being afraid. Just stop it. Stop it. Jesus got you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Stop being afraid. Amen? Now, point to yourself and say, self, stop being afraid. Oh, that was real authoritative.
Don't be afraid.
Self, don't be afraid. Self, don't be afraid. Jesus is with you. Jesus got you. Hallelujah. There you go. You know, it's impossible to get through life without a storm, but it's totally possible to get through storms in life. That's a good Facebook post. You can put that up right now, Pastor. That's yours. Yeah, I probably did get that from you. I don't know. But the fact is that, you know, you're on. One more time. It is impossible to get through life without a storm. But it is possible to get through storms in life. That's pretty good. Come on, y'all got that written down now? One more time. No, this is starting to sound like my third year Bible school class. Can you say that one more time? I just said it five times already. Buy the CD. Actually, is that anything? No, we just MP3s now, huh? Download them. Jeez. Anyway. Y'all having a good time? All these crazy storms that I'm talking about here and that we've gone through and that we're going to go through, you know, our outcome is determined on our attitude with Jesus. It's totally determined on what we want to do. Jesus has made a way for me and you to come out on top. Guys, it's already been taken care of. It's up to us and what we want to do. This whole thing, it's already been taken care of. I mean, life is... You know, it's crazy. There's lots of stuff that goes on here. But how we handle it and how we get through it, it's up to us. Scripture tells us that, you know, the power of life and death is in our tongue. So that when we speak it, you know, whatever we say is going to come to pass. So if you're speaking doubt and unbelief all the time, what's going to happen? Oh, Peter, I'm thinking, you know. But if you're speaking life... If you're speaking victory, come on now, if you're in a storm, but instead of being a Peter, you're Jesus, and you're walking on that water, come on, and you're focused on Him, you're focused on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, come on, and you realize that, you know what, I ain't going down, there's no storm taking me down. Yeah, it might be crazy around me, but I am focusing on Jesus. Come on, that's who I am. I am above the storm. Yeah, you might be going through it, but you're above the storm. Yeah, things might be falling apart around you. You might be leaking, or you know, the roof might be leaking, the boat might be taking on a little bit of water, but that's no big deal, because guess what? Jesus is with you, baby. Come on now, you're going to get through. And not only going to get through and not barely survive, but when you come out on the other side, you're going to thrive. Come on, you're going to come out stronger, better, healthier, better looking, more money in the bank account, making the devil mad the whole time. And he's going to throw another storm at you. Bring it, baby. Come on. We're going to get through this. I got Jesus. Come on now. I got Jesus. Amen. Mark chapter 4. I'm going to preach myself happy. If no one else is going to come along with me, that's your own fault. Mark chapter 4. Let's turn over there. Verse 35. All right. Put it up there, okay. In the same day when the even was come, actually go amplified. Thus thou saith, meeth. King James is, I like it, but sometimes it's a little much. Amplified. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. And leaving the throng, they took him with him, just as he was, in the boat in which he was sitting, and other boats were with him. And a furious storm of wind of hurricane proportions arose. And the waves kept beating into the boat so that it was already becoming filled. But he himself was in the stern of the boat, asleep on the leather cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? That was a very fancy boat. It had a leather cushion. Like I'm talking, that's like the limited edition. Like the disciples paid a little extra for that sucker. Okay? I mean, all right, anyway, 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, hush now, you're getting my leather seats dirty. Be still, muzzled. And the wind ceased, sank to rest as it exhausted by its beating. And there was immediately a great calm and a perfect peacefulness. See, I love this here because when Jesus was in another storm with his disciples in a boat, I like this story too because there's another boat. This is a fancier boat. It's got leather seating. You know, this is a real fancy VIP section. And he was having a grand old nap in the back in the stern of the boat. And here's the boys bouncing around, hanging on for dear life, and Jesus just... I mean, he's just sawing logs. He's snoring. And I believe that when, you know, the Bible is nice in how it says this, but I'm pretty sure when they woke Jesus up, he was a little miffed with them. What are you waking me up for? I'm sleeping. I'm on my leather cushion. It's a comfy boat, you know? Master, we're going to drown. Jesus was not too concerned about the storm now, was he? He was having his nap. Now, let me tell you something. If you're having a nap in the midst of a storm, are you stressing out about it? No, definitely not. You see, when we're with Jesus, we can lie back on that leather cushion. We're going to sit in some VIP seating. Amen? Come on. Well, Scripture already tells us that we're king's kids. It tells us that we're royalty. So come on now. Make no wonder we got a nice VIP boat that we're in. But anyhow, here is Jesus having a nap in this storm. The disciples are freaking out once again. And they're like, Master, Master, you know, we're going to drown. And what Jesus do? He got up from his cushion. He walked to the front of the boat. He looked out over it and he said, stop it! And that was it. It calmed. You know, looked at the boys and said, wake me up when we get there. And went back and finished his snooze, you know. This is a great calm, a perfect peacefulness. You see, one word from Jesus can change your whole scenario. Yes. One word from Jesus will change the whole situation right around. Well, if you got a Bible, there's a whole lot of words from Jesus in there. There's a whole lot of words from the Lord in there. Because it's the Word of God to me and you. So we just don't need one word. We got all of them. Do you listen? Are you listening? Look, right here, this Bible is full of God's promises for me and you. And then it tells that all God's promises are what? Yes and amen. So therefore, if it says that you are protected, you are. If it says you're healed, then you are. If you are blessed, you are. And if you're good looking, you're. Now, don't push it. All right, you're good looking. We're good. We're good looking. Yeah, that's a stretch of faith there. That's faith too. You get that in second year Bible college. You get that faith level. Okay? Guys, when we're facing storms, you know, you're not in it alone. When we're going through stuff and you get, you know, you want to be negative, don't. Be positive. It's so easy to give in to that. It's so easy to, you know, forget about Jesus when everything is falling apart around you. It's so easy to look at the negative and the world falling apart and the situation just seems so big. But one word from God changes it. It can turn your scenario right around. I'm so thankful for that. Amen? I am so thankful that we get to trust in Jesus, that He's going to get us through it. Psalm chapter 4, we'll end with this. Psalm chapter 4. Psalm chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep for you. Lord, alone make me dwell in safety and confident trust." Guys, when we got Jesus, when we got the Lord, we will lie down and sleep for you. Lord, alone make me dwell in safety and confident trust. Our safety, our protection, our getting through is found in the Lord. The scenarios, the situations that we face every day, our solution and our peace and our comfort and the way that we're going to get through them is in Jesus. It doesn't matter what it might seem like. It doesn't matter what people are saying around you. But it matters what the Word of God says. That is the absolute. That is the concrete. That is our firm foundation. That is what we stand upon. That's what you go to the bank and check and cash right there. That is it. Is the Word of God. You know, this is a good reminder. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, and I know we all understand this. We've seen this before a million times. But, you know, sometimes it's a good reminder that when we are facing stuff, you know, give your head a little shake. Jesus is with me. Jesus got me. You know, I don't have to be stressing out. Kendra, you can come up. You know, like that crazy boat there in that water bouncing up and down. Just turn that video back on again there, yes, Mina? Just want to show you something here. Just like this here, woo, bouncing around, you know, it's absolute crazy. I mean, it's absolute nuts. I think I'm going to be sick. You know, the storms of life and the scenarios, and I know these guys are having a rough day right there. I know, and that's a very comfortable looking boat, you know, but even in that, you know, doesn't matter who you are. You're going to get tossed around a little bit. But we got safety in Jesus. We got safety in Jesus. You can stand on your feet. Guys, Jesus is so good to me and you. He is so awesome, guys. Sometimes we choose to be silly and we choose to ignore His goodness. Sometimes we choose to kind of forget about how great He really is, you know. But it's always a good reminder when someone tells us, you know, hey, don't be stressing out. Don't be worried about whatever's going on. Those situations that we're facing, Jesus is with you 100% of the time. But where is He? I don't feel Him. Trust me, He's there. We sing that song, even when we don't see Him, He's working. Even when we don't feel Him, He's working. He never stops, you know. He's always fighting for you. If we could look over in the spirit realm and we could see the battle that's raging over each and every one of us every day for our lives, it would blow your mind. Because He loves you so much. He's got ministering angels around you all the time, protecting you from the devil's, you know, little minions trying to get at you. Come on now, He's such a good, good Father that He loves us, He protects us. You know, I love my children with all my heart. And I can only imagine how much more God loves me. And how much He loves us. You know, He loves us perfectly. Come on now. Guys, with every head bowed, every eye closed in this place, wherever you're watching from on TV, if you're in this place right now and you're going through a storm, you're facing some scenarios that's just tough. And I mean, it's a tough situation right now. If that's you, just lift your hand up. If that's you, you're facing something, yeah? Thank you for your honesty. Come on, you got a storm in your life. There's something not right. There's something in your family that's just not right. Yeah, I see those hands. Come on. Yeah, I see those hands. There's some scenarios that, man, it's just tough. You know, might not seem like a big thing or just a nagging thing, something you've been dealing with for a while. Yeah, thank you. Guys, tonight is a great night to cast our cares on the Lord. Tonight's a great night to sing out to Jesus. Lord, help me. And He'll be right there. So I'm going to pray a general prayer, and I get everyone in the sound of my voice, wherever you're watching from, you repeat after me. Father, I need you. I need you in my life. You see the situations I'm going through? But Father, I know you're bigger than those situations. So Father, tonight, I reach out to you. And I believe, and I trust, and I know that you've got me. That we're going to get through. And we're going to come out on top. We're going to be the best. And Lord, we thank you that you're with us. You'll never leave me, nor forsake me. You'll guide me. You'll protect me. Most of all, you love me. And I love you. Thank you for rescuing me, for being with me. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, let's just give him praise in this place tonight. Come on, all across this auditorium, wherever you're watching from. Come on, let's just lift up our voices of praise. Let's just thank him for the answers to those situations. Let's just thank him for, you know, the victories. Come on, getting through the storm. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Peace be still. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! You're a good, good Lord. Oh, Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're going to get us through. Your word says we're the head and not the tail. It says that we are above and not beneath. Come on. It also says in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Father, we stand upon your promises tonight. Lord, we stand united and we believe together that, Father, this church is going forward, going to be stronger. Lord, we thank you that we are energized, that we have more than enough tools, money, people, whatever we need, building to do what we're called to do. That, Father, when the storms may try to come, we know that we're going to ride those things all the way to glory. That, Father God, you're going to see us through. That, Lord, we are blessed, we are healed, we are healthy, we are whole, we are delivered, we are set free, we are safe in your loving arms. And Father, we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I don't know about you, but I preach myself happy. You know, this was for me tonight, not so much you. I got myself happy. I needed to hear this tonight. I don't know if anyone else needed to. But man, I'm energized. I feel good. Amen. That's Max's favorite good song there, Max. I feel good. Where is Max? He can get him to sing that song. Well, guys, hopefully you got something out of that tonight. Don't forget, we had a very special weekend here at the church. Amen. We got the grad. This is our, what number grad is this, Miss Anita? Is it? No. 10? 9 or 10. 9 and a half. We'll split it. 9. Yes, 9, because we took a year off. Didn't we? Is that, yeah. Yeah, so it's 9. So it's our 9th graduating class of Faith Life Bible College. And this one's a little extra special because we're graduating our first ever third year class. Amen. So, I mean, this is going to be a good time. So we're excited. I know Pastor's ripping, raring to go, you know. And I know we're excited to celebrate with our third year students. And our first year students as well. So guys, I guess if you're coming, you got to let you know, or are we filled up? You know, you better talk to Miss Kendra. We're going to highest bidder. Whoever gives the most gets a seat. All right? Amen. Well, guys, you are dismissed. Have a wonderful night. God bless you all.